This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Something new this morning from Russia's President Putin.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a revised nuclear doctrine declaring that a conventional attack on Russia by any nation that's supported by a nuclear power will be considered a joint attack on his country. The signing of the doctrine, which says that any massive aerial attack on Russia could trigger a nuclear response, reflects Putin's readiness to threaten use of the country's nuclear arsenal to force the West to back down as Moscow presses a slow-moving offensive in Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This comes after President Biden decided that Ukraine could use longer-range missiles supplied by the U.S. to hit targets inside Russia. Just as millions of Americans get ready to hit the road for the holidays, one part of this nation is going to get some pretty bad weather, say forecasters. The AP's Donna Warder has this.
Forecaster Bob Orovec of the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center says a strong storm called an atmospheric river is expected to bring heavy rain and winds to Northern California and the Pacific Northwest beginning late Tuesday into Wednesday.
It's not going to be falling across very populated areas, but still there's going to be the potential for rock and mudslides. And debris flows, and also some very serious flooding issues.
The region is also bracing for power outages and tree damage. Forecasters say the storm is expected to reach its maximum intensity on Wednesday. I'm Donna Warder.
A 51-year-old man's in custody in New York after three people were stabbed to death in Manhattan yesterday. Authorities say the attacks were random, and the suspect didn't take anything from the victims. They say they're working to understand what set this off. Arthur Frommer has died, the travel writer. He was 95. It was complications from pneumonia, says his daughter. Frommer started writing about travel while serving in the U.S. Army in Europe in the 1950s. This is AP News. Now to Wyoming and abortion laws. The AP's Ben Thomas has this.
A state judge has ruled Wyoming's overall ban on abortion and its prohibition on the use of medication to end a pregnancy violate women's rights under the state's constitution. Teton County District Judge Melissa Owens had blocked the laws from taking effect in previous orders. The decision marks another victory for abortion rights advocates after voters in seven states passed measures in support of access. 13 states are currently enforcing bans on abortion at all stages of pregnancy, with limited exceptions. Four have bans that kick in at or about 6 weeks, often before women realize they're pregnant. I'm Ben Thomas.
About one in five Americans regularly get their news from digital influencers, who are more likely to be found on X, that from the Pew Research Center. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.